to your host.
Father Ocean, hear my song. You're the wave I was made from. Take me back to where we once began. And tell my love how I went wrong. Years I tried to be someone. Could it be your darkness holds the key? Close our eyes, we may begin to see. You're the place where I belong. Now take me back to where we once began. Ocean Father, I was wrong. Years I followed just the sun. But now I see your darkness holds the key. And then I close my eyes and I begin to see when we're alone.
Days in 2021, 6 months of the year. It is a Tuesday. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one truth talk alternative radio network on the planet. Yeah, course, this is the Corner Bro, and what the F? What the fi? You know what? WTF, that's what. And I am Row Clone number 7. Call me 7 for short, and I'm here for the next hour, more or less. It's about 1,300 hours and 5 in change on the West Coast here on the 22nd day of June 2021. It's not so hot right now. That's nice. We have, of course, a Fulford report. We don't know what kind of an intelligence update, and we'll just sort of wing it here for the most part. A little bits and pieces of news. I've got some weird trivia. Did you know? Just found this out. There's at the UN building. Oh, wait, before I go into that. Hi, Flippy. How are you? Hey, Meow. I see you in the chat room. Comet. Dawn's to you too. Promet X Suzy Q 909. Oh, my chair is falling apart. Wait a minute. What's going on here? What's happening? How did that happen? It broke. A little plastic piece snaps on. Actually broke. Is there a screw? I'll have to worry about that later. Cheap crap. I wonder if this chair is made in China. I'll bet it is already squeaky now. I was on Suzy Q 909. Hello, WD and Irish. Shermanator, Lauren. Tootsie is also in the chat room. I got SJ on my list. Craig Duncan. Tony. Meow. Riker. Doc Who. Pleasantly enjoying the day, I'll bet, out there in his new luxurious permanent camping spot. Mona Radler. By the way, thank you, Mona. Thank you, Meow, for your shows. Rudolph, Amez Marie, Wall-E, Monster 383, Surrey Sunflower, Batsman, Cat Dog Girl, Not Much to It, Stardust Man, Boy Solomon, Dry Fly Guy, Amad, oh, and a shout-out to Crapcake, wherever you are out there, Amad, Nasomania, May Street 139, In the Kitchen, Stalin OL, Choppy Water, Popsicle Toes, Dirt Engineer, Pat Rabbit, and Mr. Rowe. Those are all the active people on my list in the chat room here at freedomslips.com at chatsy.com/freedomslips. I see Poppy. Hi, Poppy. So, random bits of trivia. Did you know in the United Nations, they have these stairs at the General Assembly, and the General Assembly is that building. You know, it looks kind of like a boat or something, and it's on the bottom there, and that's where they all gather once a year for the UN General Assembly, and they make their little speeches and stuff. Well, they've got a sort of a ramp, and it's a long, like, flight of stairs, and it looks, if you look at it, it looks like a ramp, like you. But it's stairs. Now, they could have made it so it was a ramp, and then you could just roll up it like in a wheelchair or something, but they didn't. They made it stairs. And they made them in such a way that the stairs are not really high, but they're really, really wide or long ways. And the reason being is that if you take a general if you take a regular step, walking, normal walking, it's made this way on purpose. It's designed this way. If you walk normally, you will either trip or you'll screw your stride up and you'll look stupid. And you'll have to, you know, like literally pay attention to the way you're walking. But if you walk like a statesman, if you take long strides, you know, kind of like the Nazi goose step, then you will manage quite easily and perfectly. And so it's that way to force everyone to walk like statesmen as you walk up and down those stairs. And they're only open once a year during the General Assembly. Otherwise, they're roped off. Did you know that the at the General Assembly, the largest or the longest speech? Here's a trivia question. Anybody in the chat room? Who gave the longest speech for the UN General Assembly? Quick, quick, don't look it up. Don't Google it. I can tell. Just type in real quick. It's somebody famous that you'll like be all, it's, you know, come on. Who gave the longest speech? While you're typing that in, in the back of the General Assembly, they at first put on like a bunch of mirrors or something. It was too reflective. So they changed it. There's this big, huge, like gold wall where you see right behind the speaker. That golden wall, that giant golden wall, is actually real gold. Well, it's gold leaf. It's not like solid gold. So we got a few people here. Netanyahu, Fidel Castro, Carter. It was Fidel Castro. Craig Duncan is correct. Castro gave the longest speech. It was like over 4 hours. And he did. And also, one more bit of trivia before we move on. There was an individual that was literally allowed to, I guess, he was up there with a loaded revolver. He was at the podium giving his speech with a loaded revolver. Do you know who that was? Does anybody know who that was? Huh? Do you know who it was? That was also where, remember Nikita Khrushchev? When it was a Khrushchev? But anyway, wasn't Khrushchev. He wasn't the guy with the revolver. Who was the revolver guy? Does anybody know? Quick. I want to see an answer. We're not moving on until I get an answer. Were you looking it up? I can tell. All right. And we have, well, congratulations also to Craig Duncan. We'll have to do little trivia, like prize thingies, and we'll give away like something, like a t-shirt or whatever. The Lone Ranger, WD Irish says, you were correct. No, actually, you're wrong. It wasn't the Lone Ranger. It was somebody else. Iraq president. No, wasn't the president of Iraq. What's his name? No, I'll tell you. One more guess. Come on, give me a guess. One more, and I'll tell you all who it was. I'm waiting. We need more people in the chat room. Come on. I want to see it move. Elvis. Well, I said one more guess, but I guess, okay, that qualifies. No, it wasn't Elvis. It was not Fidel Castro either. It was Yasser Arafat. That's right. The president of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO leader, was actually allowed to be up there in the UN with everybody. And it's kind of ironic. They're like, oh, but you guys are terrorists. So they let the leader in there with a freaking loaded revolver. You remember when Saddam Hussein was standing up there with his long rifle? He had this rifle. But he wasn't at the UN. He was in his own country on his own little podium. So that doesn't count. But yeah, those are a little bit of pieces of trivia, random pieces of trivia that have no bearing on the show at all. Unfortunately, today, I found out it was a few days ago, but I found out today that Robert Felix has passed away. Now, he was the guy, he's been on Coast to Coast. He was Ice Age Now was his website, I think. Or was it Robert Felix? He was related with this. He made books about the Ice Age. It was not by fire, but by ice. That's it. He went on Coast to Coast. He was also in, he did this book called Magnetic Reversals and Evolutionary Leaps, The True Origin. So he was an accomplished author, pretty well known, and was surprising that he apparently Suspicious Observers was talking to him and talked to him just a little while back and said that Robert Felix seemed to be excited to get the inoculation, the shot. And unfortunately, there was a general decline, and it was pretty quick. It was like he went to a wheelchair within a few weeks, and that was it, and now he passed away. Now they're saying, in the obituary, whatever, like, it must have been natural causes or whatever, and we're not sure, and blah, blah, blah. But they're like, no, but Suspicious Observers are like, he took the vax, and it's hello. They expect us to be pretty dumb on things. They're like publishing these things and saying like, the flu has been virtually wiped out. The flu has been wiped out. And they know what they're saying. Why not? It's because the social distancing and all of the, you know, mask wearing and everybody being cautious because of Corona. Well, gosh darn it. We've wiped out the flu. Isn't that an interesting side effect? Huh? Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Let's see what's going on here. Typical analysis. All right, I have to look at this in a little while. Let's see, the other thing we had. Yeah, I wanted to play this for you. It's only about a minute long. Let me go ahead and put it on the server so I can play it. But this was unearthed. I think it was back in, oh my goodness. I almost want to say the 90s. I don't think it was the 90s. No, I think this was early 2000s or something. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. 2016. Yeah, okay. So it's fairly recent. From 2016. And just listen to this guy. This guy, he goes by the name of Peter Daszak. He's EcoHealth back then, EcoHealth Alliance president. And he was on C-SPAN, talking about the history and future of pandemics in 2016.
Well, as an example, first of all, we're only looking at viral families that include those that have got into people from animals. So we narrow it down straight away. Then when you get a sequence of a virus and it looks like a relative of a known nasty pathogen, just like we did with SARS, we found other coronaviruses in bats, a whole host of them. Some of them looked very similar to SARS. So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people. So you narrow down the field, you reduce the cost, and you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers. Then you look in people and you say, in the people that live in the region where this animal lives, that are exposed to that virus, do we see antibodies specific?
So there you go. His colleagues in China developing the killer coronaviruses. He basically was admitted right then and there. In fact, there's a big article I'll put in the chat room from the National Pulse. It mentions the same guy, the guy Peter Daszak. Okay. Let me go ahead and put the link here in the chat. And this is out of the National Pulse. Revealed, Google and U.S. aid-funded Wuhan collaborator Peter Daszak's virus experiments for over a decade. And this is from the 19th of June. A controversial group, EcoHealth Alliance, openly collaborated with the Wuhan Institute of Virology on a killer bat corona research. What he just heard him say, right? So this is something to probably be aware of. And yes, Google. The decade-plus relationship is evident in a 2010 study on bat flava viruses, which lists Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance Vice President John Epstein as authors that thanks Google.org for funding. A 2014 study on Hennepa virus spillover, which was authored by Daszak, similarly declares it was partly supported by Google.org. Google.org. Well, you know, Google.com. Is it different? Let's see. I don't know. Google.org. Where does Google.org go? It's Google, COVID-19, our work, our approach. Okay, we bring the best of Google to help solve some of humanity's biggest challenges, combining funding, innovation, and technical expertise to support underserved communities and provide opportunity for everyone. Boy, between Google, Microsoft, and Amazon, we're just going to save the world, aren't we? Aren't you glad these people exist and they care so much? They're devoting so much of their time and effort to make things better for everyone. Anyway, if you want to take a look at that, you can. It's a fairly lengthy article. Goes into a bunch of stuff there. And let's go ahead and just move on over here. Apparently Iran's Press TV news website was seized by the U.S. government. Now, I went to it, and it was working for me. In fact, I think it's still working right now. Press TV. So last I heard, PressTV.com was not working for many people. Oh, I'm trying it right now, and it seems to be taking a while to come in. Now, when people reported it, it had been seized, and then I went to it, and I'm like, oh, no, it's working for me. I see a bunch of stuff there. And but then I was thinking, well, maybe they did like what they did on the dark web, where the Dutch police seized the site and pretended to just, you know, leave it going and put their own stuff up there and got information. No, it took a long time for it to come in, but it just finally resolved PressTV.com. But then again, maybe now the whoever seized it, the U.S. government, whatever, is making their own stories, right? They're changing the stories. We don't want anything about what's happening in, I don't know, wherever things are happening, whether it's Yemen or, you know, Qatar or whatever, Oman and all those places that don't really exist to anybody inside America. Now they're also saying that there may be two Americas now because of the coronavirus vaccine. The coronavirus vaccine. Did you get your vaccine? Have you been vaccinated yet? Go run and get it. It's free. I'm telling you, I think we should start trolling them. I think we should go up and say, look, you want me to get the vaccine so bad? I need some incentive, man. You know, I heard you're giving away freaking cars. Huh? Where's my BMW? I want a BMW or a Mercedes. If you want to give me COVID vaccine, give me a pink slip. Oh, how about a house? You need me a house? All right. How about a dozen donuts a day for life? You could literally live off of that, right? You imagine trying to live off a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. I mean, Krispy Kreme are good. I remember one time years ago, there the Krispy Kremes were not around here. And we heard so much from it. It was like when they went public, you know, and people were, I never had a Krispy Kreme. I never tried one. And my friend and I were here, and we were working a late shift. Like, we were, you know, swing shift, whatever. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And the Krispy Kreme had just, they opened up a brand new store, and it was like 30 miles away or something like that. And it was open 24 hours, and they had a drive-through. And we're like, hey, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We're like, you know what? We never had a Krispy Kreme. I don't know why. We're just crazy. We're like, let's go. Let's go check out that Krispy Kreme. And we'll go get a dozen donuts right now. Okay. So we jumped in the car and we drove. And we did. We got a dozen donuts, man. We came back home. We ate those. They were so good. The next day, oh, my God. I was like, never again. We're never doing that again. Never again. You know, I could as a novelty eat a donut a month or something once in a while. I haven't had a donut. I don't know when the last time I had a donut. Months and months and months and months. So I could go for a donut every once in a while. But I think it'd be cool to troll them and see if they agree on it. So no, I want a contract. I want it written in paper that so-and-so me gets 12 donuts every day. You could be a referral guy. You could be like, how about this? I'll go get people to come over and get your vaccine, but you got to, like, you know, you got to pay me to be like your finder, be your recruiter. Be like, I'll bring busloads, man. How are you going to bring busloads? Just trust me. I'll bring a bunch of people and they'll willingly come up and get the vaccine. There's got to be a way to make money off it. Apparently there is an entire COVID industry now, an economy. There are PPE material, there's advertising, right, and marketing, because they got to market all this stuff. They've got the technology, they've got the new retrofitting where you got to put it up all of the stuff and the stickers on the floors and the little things and all that, you know, the signs and the plexiglass and all of this. Everything that has to do with it's a huge industry, which is scary because these kinds of things, they are saying that this COVID industry is like, I forget what it dwarfed. It like outdid something that's normally like, wow, you know, normally like the shipping industry, like, you know, cruise ships. No, the COVID industry is like dwarfing the cruise ship industry, like by billions, by, you know, the travel industry. They're like, wow, they were making more money with COVID stuff. Our big giant companies that own everything, that have multiple, you know, we have a company that makes this and a company that does that. And just so happens that we got companies that they're right there positioned to do stuff for the COVID. So why the hell should we waste all this money and not make any profit doing that on the tourist industry? Well, we could do it on the sick industry and the health stuff. Suckers. You think they're just going to want to go away and be like, well, nobody needs masks anymore? No, F that. No, we're going to make sure people need masks all the time. And, you know, and these masks, you're going to have to only use them once. Yeah. Over and over and over. So, you know, no. We got to mass produce this stuff. We can't just stop. People got to continue to be sick. Look at the pharmaceutical industry. They keep people sick. And why we can't, we got to do it too. What the hell? It's the American way. That's the global way. That's the whatever way. That's our way. It's the elite way. It is the way. There might be two Americas now because the coronavirus vaccine experts say they're continuing to worry about the novel coronavirus will continue to spread and mutate among the vulnerable, like the unvaccinated people, the vulnerable people, like the unvaccinated, and create two separate Americas divided by vaccinations rates in the process. This is what they're saying. This is mainstream bullshit, okay? They even got lists of states, which states are most vulnerable to COVID-19. Oh, the top five. There are currently five states in the country that have a vaccination rate against COVID-19 that is less than 35%, according to CNN. And those states are Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Wyoming. And this thing just goes on and on and on and on. Why does vaccination rate matter? Talk about the food and drugs. Can any, okay, Utah vaccine, okay, whatever. Will there be two Americas of COVID-19? Experts say that there are two Americas developing. Two Americas. Because of, they're going to use this for segregation. Because of people, you know, the vaccine, because of vaccine differences. There's one side of America with a low risk for the Delta coronavirus variant, which is beginning to spread in the United States among the unvaccinated. Oh, you mean hay fever. You mean hay fever. And another where the risk is higher. That divide is driven in large part by partisan politics. Oh, it's political, with vaccination rates in the highest in liberal cities and lowest in conservative strongholds across the deep South and rural. Yeah, okay. So that'll be easy. We can just go along partisan lines. We just lock up all the Republicans and the conservatives because they're dirty natural beings that were created by the creator, and they have not been modified with our vaccination RNA DNA crap. They're not magnetic. Ew. Dirty, and they got cooties. They don't even have purple hair. My God. They believe that, like, men can't get pregnant. Do you believe that? Oh, my God. Peter Holtz, a vaccine researcher at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, recently said that there is a growing divide in the country about the vaccine, creating two separate Americas. I call it two COVID nations, he said. Experts still recommend people to get their COVID-19 vaccine shots to help stop the divide. We got to stop the spread, stop the divide. We got to somehow, we have to break this idea that allegiance to conservatism and the Republican Party has to do with not getting vaccinated, Holtz. Are you serious? All right, we're done here. That's the end of the article anyway. It's so stupid. The ridiculousness of people. Oh, there is some I think she's like from India or whatever, psychologist or psychiatrist, and she's going on the news with this guy. And she says how, you know, white people, quote unquote, whatever that is, are psychotic or psychopathic, that's it, psychopathic. But it's like, how can people be so trivial-minded, so simplistic of thinking, you know, to base something on just such a shallow, broad brush? Now, true, there are other deeper differences between all races, right? You know, like some of the Asian races can't hold lactate, can't do, you know, if you give too much alcohol to Eskimos, they don't tend to do well. You know, Africans are tend to have high blood pressure when they eat certain meats and things. It's you know, Asian folks need a lot of times to have corrective lenses because there's something going on with the eyes. But, and they don't have spatial coordination in a lot of times. This is what the old stereotype of, you know, the driving and stuff. You know, some of the African races are very physically, they have better characteristics. And it's, but to look and base, you know, just something off of a, I guess, almost a cosmetic, just a visual. Like, you can't look at somebody and say, well, this person has black hair, or brown hair, or white skin, or dark skin, or brown skin, or whatever. And so, therefore, da-da-da-da-da-da. You don't know. You can never do that, judge a book by its cover. But these people out there are trying to do just that. They're trying to steer humanity into becoming so simplistic and simple-minded. But, of course, people that think logically can see that it's just another tool to try to divide the ignorant and divide people. And it is something that can push a lot of buttons, even mine, and tug on, you know, it can get to you. It's not only annoying, but everybody has their limits. And sometimes even, you know, where, you know, your limit is, it might be breached because, well, humans are humans. Sometimes you just knock over the milk and say, I don't care. You pull the tablecloth out. You're like, I'm done. I don't know where I'm going with this. I would probably should go to the Fulford Report right now because we're already halfway through and I'm just rambling. So as always, the Fulford Report is not necessarily reflect my opinions or the opinions of Revolution Radio, freedomslist.com, independent chatters, management, producers, or hosts. It is by definition the Fulford Report from Benjamin Fulford. It's his opinion on things, not mine, not ours. So if you have a beef with it, I'm just repeating what he sent me, okay? Remember that. So don't come and grab me, all right? And now, my customary sip of apple juice. And without further ado, the Fulford Report, almost. Wait a minute. There's always one more ado. Oh, do. Okay, yes, we'll do this one. All right. Now, military-industrial complex takes on medical-industrial complex. A war of factions? A fundamental sea change has taken place at the highest levels of world power on or around June 21st, 2021. The world's military and intelligence agencies have decided to treat the ongoing fake pandemic medical emergency as an act of war and react accordingly. To quote from MI6, "We know the whole COVID thing is a scam, a lie, a money-making con. Civilians who conducted an undeclared act of war have now been well and truly found out. That allows us with military legal to actually deal with this, with these people." Mossad sources, for their part, report, "There is a cleanup operation taking place of the Octagon Group in Switzerland. Since Yossi Cohn, the head of the Mossad, stepped down as of June 1st, Octagon has no more protection from Mossad. David Barnea, the new Mossad chief, has been ordered to stand down. As part of this, a death warrant has been issued for David Rockefeller Jr. And here's pictured below with his slaves, Tokyo Governor Kyoki Yuriko and Aki Abe, the wife of former Japanese slave Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. We're not sure who the woman in the far left of the picture is. And there's a photo here. It is well-documented history that the Rockefeller family took over Western medicine by setting up and financing medical associations. These suppressed traditional natural-based medicine in favor of petroleum and chemical-based medicine. Since Western medicine has long been structured as a military organization, headed by surgeon generals, it was easy to co-opt the system by taking control of its command structure. This is the World Health Organization, the various medical associations, the assorted surgeon generals, Any doctor who dissents from this command structure will have their medical license removed and lose their access to a lucrative salary. Since Rockefeller Jr. is ultimately responsible for the pandemic and the resultant campaign to vaccinate all humans with toxins, this makes him one of the worst mass murderers in human history. Rockefeller has been fingered by former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is now in protective custody. As the most senior member of the Genocidal Octagon Group, for this reason, a warning is being sent to the Swiss to either hand him over for questioning or face the complete destruction of the Octagon Group headquarters near Lake Geneva. Rockefeller Jr. inherited not only control of the medical associations from David Rockefeller Sr., but also control of much of the so-called G7 power structure, including most of the Fortune 500 corporations. This is what they refer to as the Rockefeller rules-based world order. The ongoing attempt by these corporation-owning families to turn planet Earth into a giant animal farm is what the world's military organizations have decided to fight against. The chart linked below illustrates the effects of fascism, i.e. when corporations take over the government. And let me copy this link address, and I'll go ahead and put it in the chat room here. I think that it should lead to a chart. Yes. Basically, it turns the power structure into a giant vacuum cleaner that sucks the wealth from ordinary people and other living creatures into a giant black hole of oligarchy. We also have received reports from P3 Freemasons, MI6, and Russia's FSB about the summit meeting in Geneva last week between Rockefeller U.S. presidential avatar Joe Biden and Russian presidential spokesman Vladimir Putin. At the summit, Joe Biden proposed a new Cold War against China. China! The sources agree. To sweeten the deal, they stopped blocking Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline and offered many other incentives and bribes. One was a promise to end the hysterical anti-Russian propaganda campaign being waged by their mainstream media outlets. To underline this, they allowed Putin a long, uncensored interview on U.S. corporate TV. Let us quote from that interview to see what the official Russian view is. Quote, "In the last 2 years, where the U.S.-Russia relationship was sacrificed for the sake of fierce political strife inside the U.S., we have been accused of all kinds of things, election interference, cyber attacks, and so on and so forth. And not once, not one time, did they bother to produce any kind of evidence or proof. Just unfounded accusations." Putin also noted, "The U.S. is a high-tech country. NATO has declared cyberspace an area of combat. That means they are planning something. They are preparing something." Here is some recent evidence to back his claims, and there's two links here that I will copy and paste into the chat room. Putin also made clear Russia was not interested in joining a G7 Cold War against China, saying things like, "Over the last few decades, we have developed a strategic partnership relationship between Russia and China that previously had not been achieved in the history of our nations. A high level of trust and cooperation in all areas, in politics, in the economy, in the area of technology, in the area of military and technical cooperation. We do not believe that China is a threat to us. It has not declared us an enemy as the United States has done." And that is from the Kremlin. And I will put that in the chat room as well. So much for the official view. Off the record, our various intelligence sources had different versions of what really went on. The P3 Freemasons and MI6 both said an agreement had been reached to establish a world federation to replace or enhance the existing international government structure. However, a Russian FSB source said the secret war for the planet was still raging. Their intelligence from Geneva is that the Octagon Group plans are as follows. They will cancel cash in about 2 to 5 years. Also, all rich people will lose everything they have. Small businesses will be brought up or be bought up by large semi-governmental corporations. Big business and government will merge, but actually there will be no government. The people will become slaves. That is the plan. The FSB proposed a stealth strategy to put an end to these horrific plans. However, since we do not want to give the enemy a heads up on what the counter strategy is, we are unable to tell you about that at this time. Nonetheless, clearly a part of it means striking at the head of the octopus instead of fighting with its various arms. Let us look at how the war against the various arms in the octagon is raging. The first thing to note is that in Europe, as of June 5th, 13,867 people have died and 1,354,336 injured following a COVID vaccine. MI6 says most of the vaccine deaths will happen 3 to 5 years from now as the prions they contain do their damage. In any case, there is now a rash of disclosure about the entire justification for this vaccination campaign being criminal. Here is an example. Former CDC head Robert Redfield said of the World Health Organization, which investigated the origins of the pandemic in what was nothing more than political theater conducted by a highly conflicted group, one of whom, Peter Daszak of NGO EcoHealth Alliance, sound familiar? Worked with the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was funded to the tune of millions of dollars by Anthony Fauci's NIH. Needless to say, much of the Chinese Communist Party leadership is complicit in this crime. The Mossad sent us this picture of a Maoist Chinese one yuan bill with a clear Zionist symbol on it. For their part, Asian secret society sources promised to remove all of David Rockefeller's bastard children from China's power structure. Incidentally, WHO says 650,000, 1.5 million, and 2.5 million people died from influenza, tuberculosis, and pneumonia in 2017, respectively, for a total of 4.7 million deaths. Compared to the 3.86 million who have reportedly died from COVID-19 since it broke out in 2019. Needless to say, these are years when deaths from pneumonia, tuberculosis, and influenza magically disappeared from the statistics. We can confirm that in Japan, doctors and military personnel refuse to vaccinate people. Dentists, first aid personnel, and veterinaries, among others, would be called up to help administer vaccines. You can be sure that slave Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and his entire cabinet will be executed for these crimes. Anyway, a complete revolt against the scam is underway. Here's one from GB News in the UK. What is undeniable now is that the rampant COVID hypocrisy when it comes to behavior of our leaders in the face of the regulations they expect from us mere mortals. We saw this loud and clear at the G7 summit, now officially a super spreader event for Cornwall, where there were fist bumps, masks, and social distancing in public compared to mouthless hugs and normal socializing when they thought the cameras were off. Now, it turns out that this kind of COVID hypocrisy may have been going on for the many weeks at number 10 Downing Street. MI6 established Great GB News to provide fact-based information to the public after they conducted an analysis of the English language corporate media and found that almost all of the articles were commercially sponsored. The Rockefellers and the Octagon Group are mounting their own counteroffensive against the British. Part of this is an ongoing attempt to publicize widely the truth about the death of Diana Spencer. This was seen in the following Daily Mail cover story, June 19, which MI6 says they were paid to publish. No doubt there is more to come. Essentially, she was murdered on the orders of Prince Philip without the knowledge of Queen Elizabeth because she was pregnant with Dodi Fayed's child and about to convert to Islam. This cold-blooded murder of a young mother is certainly a crime, and the truth about it needs to come out. But it is not on the same level as systematic genocide. The other thing the fake Rockefeller Biden administration based at Fort McPherson, Atlanta, Georgia, is up to, according to the NSA, is economic sabotage aimed at bolstering oil industry profits. Jim Stone Freelance noted that many U.S. dams have been intentionally drained to deprive Americans of hydroelectric power. By the way, we cannot access this site in Japan on a PC. If we go to his site, we get the following. Okay, it's something else. Fortunately, we can still access Jim Stone IS with an iPhone. In any case, we find that the sabotage of dams, nuclear power plants, and other facilities and benefits the Rockefeller-controlled oil industry. We also note a number of articles in corporate propaganda media that subtly promote oil. An example, around the world, energy developers are replacing greenhouse gas emitting coal and gas-fired power plants with wind and solar farms, but they don't always add enough batteries or keep enough backup power on hand to support these clean energy sources when the sun goes down or the wind dies. You can be sure that once established, battery farms will be the prime targets for sabotage. In a sign that the Pentagon has parted ways with the Rockefellers, we note that the U.S. military is pulling troops, aircraft, and missile defenses from the Middle East. Now, the Greeks seem to have taken over from the Americans. In April, Greece said it would lend Saudi Arabia a Patriot battery to protect its critical energy infrastructure. As we noted last week, Octagon Front Group World Economic Forum is also promising major cyber attacks for the rest of this year. This is another reason why the Insurrection Act is being read out to Geneva. Finally, we close this week with some raw intelligence from MI6. The Diana case will soon be more important than this crazy coronavirus bullshit. We've fired I don't know how many judges. All of our officers are starting to think, oh my God, we did the wrong thing. We've got police officers and others coming forward. The whole thing starts to collapse. Richard Dearlove and all the directors general who have run intelligence agencies have lied, and the lies now constitute a crime, so they are in a blind state of panic. All our bad behavior of the past has stopped. The LIBOR scandal has essentially bankrupted the Rothschilds, so they are turning to anything else they can do. These people do not approve of losing their assets. This is their kickback with medical methods, killing people. We have talked to intelligence people around the world, and they have been bribed. What these people don't realize is they have lost. They are gone. We have thrown out their prime minister in Israel. We took this group out with our execution of Bush. The whole COVID deal needs to be subjected to due process. Prince William has left London. The Queen can't be found, and no calls are being taken. Overnight, something seems to have changed. They've stopped listening to the medical industrial complex and are now listening to the military industrial complex. The governments of the world have begun to address this medical tyranny. Let's see how things developed. And that is the Full Forge Report for the 22nd of June, 2021.
aging fast. I wasn't made to be here. I wasn't built to last. So I awoke at midnight, sweat running down my cheek. I died in the hands of time. Can you rearrange my mind? These walls have been aging slowly. My body keeps aging fast. I wasn't made to be.
Yeah, so we've got a few more minutes and we got a few more things to say. So, did you know? I'm seeing here it says Kamala Harris is telling actors to knock on doors and harass people who haven't been vaccinated in an attempt to reach the July goal. Wait, let's see. Hang on. I'm going to go ahead and let me put this in here. See how long it is. 18 minutes. Oh, my God. No, I'm not going to sit here and use the rest of my show for Kamala Harris. But anyway, there's something from the 18th of June. Kamala Harris' full address to Clark Atlanta crowd. The vice president was promoting the COVID vaccine. That's from 11 Alive, if you really want to find it. But apparently in there, she says, for example, you knock on the door and someone says they don't have the time to get the vaccine because people are busy. They're just trying to make it through the day. Or they say that pharmacies are never open, blah, 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 blah. Well, let's address that because now you can let them know that pharmacies across our country are keeping their doors open for 24 hours a day in June, including the day. Oh, so now they've closed. Remember when like the supermarkets used to be open 24 hours? There used to be like a lot of drive-thrus and things were open 24, and they're not anymore because of COVID. But now, because of COVID, the only place open 24 hours a day is the pharmacy. Why? Because they want to make sure that you can go there at 4 o'clock in the frickin' morning and get your shot if you want to. I'd rather go get a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts at 4 o'clock in the frickin' morning. I don't know about you, but I'm still not going to get a shot. I'm sorry. Oh my God. You come and knocking on my door and tell me I should go get a shot and I'll give you a shot. You're a big shot of Jägermeister right across the bow. That's what I'll do. My God, it's just, man. Anyway, let's see. Is there any other little pieces of information? Any other little nuggets? I didn't get to an intelligence update, but Trump does say he's like, I didn't say a loss. He's all, I never admitted defeat. I have not conceded. I guess what he meant was like, well, they say he lost. He's like, well, technically, according to the thing, it's like, look, I'm not president right now. All the newspapers and everything, they say I lost, but I never said I know. So, and something about Russia and China preparing for war. Well, with who? With us? We need to pull that guy out of there, man. That resident in chief. He ain't no chief. He's a chief ding dong is what he is. Anyway, stay tuned for Deacon John. I'm out of here. Ciao, ciao.
To be made of I'm a sinner now, you see, pointing my own gun at me. Feel the cold bite of the steel in my darkness where I kneel. For I'm a sinner now, you see, pointing my own gun at me. Feel the cold bite of the steel in my darkness where I kneel. For I'm a sinner now, you see, point my
Radio.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.